Keep it simple, stupid. In 1960, Kelly Johnson, the lead engineer at Lockheed Skunk Works, handed a team of engineers a bunch of simple tools and challenged them to develop the aircraft that they were working on in such a way that it could be repaired by an average mechanic in the field, in combat conditions, using just those tools. Today, it's a concept that's widely used, and it's one that we use to build the recording infrastructure for our clients' podcasts. Welcome back. I hope by now you're starting to imagine what it might be like to have your own podcast. If you set out to make a difference, then the world needs your ideas, and your own podcast is a great way to share those ideas freely and generously. Today is following on from last week's episode on format, because once you've chosen a format, or perhaps even while you're deciding on that, you will need to consider the logistical and technical possibilities to make that format happen. Now, being a business or a brand presents some unique opportunities and challenges, which have really come to the forefront of our culture during the pandemic, because we saw a huge shift in what was considered normal when describing the workplace. In fact, I go as far as to say that there is no normal now. There is no standard. Everyone is doing things a little bit differently. And this matters to you because your workplace arrangement will impact how you're going to make your podcast. The underlying principle is to keep it simple. And I'm going to explain what simple looks like and why it's important. So ask yourself this: is your business or brand based in one office? Does everyone work from home now? Is there some sort of hybrid policy in place? How are you going to make sure that the individuals involved in this process, and maybe that is just you, but if it's a wider team, then this is a more important question to ask. How are you going to make sure that they're all accessible to record on the agreed schedule? So let's break them down one by one. Let's look at the office. Okay, it's always there. It's a reliable option. You might have a room that's rarely used, or maybe can even be repurposed in some way. Maybe you even have a meeting room that can be booked for these recording sessions. Now, they don't always sound the best, but they are somewhere nice and comfortable for you and your guests if you're having guests. And actually, if you're bringing in someone you hope to work with one day, this can be a really nice touch. You can quite literally welcome them into your world. Now, remember, a Seismic podcast is not a networking opportunity primarily. It is a gift to your community, but this is an added benefit. Let's have a look at home setups. Now, of course, these are great if you and your team are on a working from home basis. Sure, they can get a little intrusive, but I think we all seem to be kind of used to that now, having some kind of office in our home to some degree. A nice thing here is you can have multiple setups. If you have more than one host, perhaps you and a co-host, you can both have the same setups in your individual houses. It's a bit harder to do guests this way. You'd of course be forced into the remote route, which is absolutely fine, unless you want to be bringing guests to your house, which I would suggest is maybe not the best idea. The other option you've got is purpose-built studios. Now, these are really, really cool, don't get me wrong, but of course they come at an added cost. Because they're purpose-built, they sound great, they look really cool, which is important if you're filming your podcast as well. But I would recommend that if you're going down this route, you want to get smart. And you want to record multiple episodes at once to get the most value for money. Now, of course, these studios are in a fixed location, and that brings about some pros and some cons. It means it's always there, it's reliable, you can book it, and you would do so in a way that means you can get there quite easily. It does also mean you have to get your guest there. Now, if you're in a big major city, let's say London, for example, that's our closest big city. That can work. That can be okay. You can get people to London. It's very accessible. Perhaps a large portion of your industry and the guests you want on your podcast are London based. Then that actually makes a lot of sense. In fact, one podcast that we ran had a lot of success using this method because everyone they wanted to speak to was based in London or could get there. But I do think that comes with limitations. Let's say you want guests from all over the world. Probably not a good idea to be shipping them in to London every time you want to record. In fact, a big part of what we do is making sustainable and environmentally friendly productions, and this is absolutely off the table for us. Another option is to look at a more portable setup. It's something that you can carry with you on the go. So if you're the sort of person that goes to events and that's where you want to be speaking to guests and making podcast content, then this can be really cool. It gives you that absolute freedom to take your show with you on the road. It makes it really accessible. And while you might find it tricky to find suitable places to record because of noise and distractions and these different things, it does give you the option to capture on-the-fly opportunities, which the previously mentioned options just isn't going to give you. So let me just come back to the point. Keep it simple, stupid. How are you going to make this easy for yourselves to repeat? And what is the most likely means of making this a habit? I've mentioned James Clear's Atomic Habits before on this podcast, and I plan to go a little bit deeper into that as well. And I'm sure his name is no surprise to many of you. The first principle that he speaks about is you've got to make it easy if you want to make it a habit. So do you have an office that actually you don't really use and don't go to? I think we've all heard of businesses that are a little bit like that at the moment. Why base your podcast there? If it means that you've got to make that extra trip, it's likely to not happen. Likewise, a portable setup when actually you're based at home every day, that doesn't make much sense either. Have something that you can leave set up, ready to hand, maybe isn't too intrusive, but you can very quickly set it up and start recording. And just to bring the concept right home, back to its origins, can you make the setup so simple that anyone at your organization could get it working under stressful conditions with only the tools you provide them? Now, there is no right and wrong answer, but for us, in our experience, we've found that a non-intrusive setup at the host's main base is a good option. Sure, you can throw the kitchen sink at it and have a dedicated space in your office if you have that luxury, but don't blow a huge hole in your budget on fancy cameras, lighting, decor before you've got a working show pretty well tested. If you are in a major city, then options like purpose-built studios and turning a spot of your office into a permanent base, they actually start to make more sense because you are accessible. But if your office is based pretty remotely, then you're going to find that adds a lot of friction and logistical obstacles to getting guests to you on a regular basis. Because all of those obstacles, all of those things that stand in your way, they add friction. And the more friction you add, the more likely you are to stop. And this is the key point of this whole episode. You have to eliminate friction. In fact, one reason that some small independent podcasts have gone for so long is precisely because they kept things simple and didn't let tech get in their way, and they eliminated friction. The audio engineer in me doesn't necessarily like this, but early adopters will be more forgiving of less than ideal audio quality if the content is good and consistent and they know what to expect. Now, don't take that as an excuse to use bad quality audio. At least put your best foot forward there. And we have got an episode on a suggested tech setup coming. But the main point is, and I'll say it again, keep it simple, stupid. Seismic podcasting is about the practice of continuing to show up consistently. I would beware of the technology trap. Okay, there's loads of tech out there now. tech and logistics can work against you. And where solutions often sell themselves as a way to make things easier, they so often simply add weight and add the dreaded friction. Their marketing convinces you that you need to solve this problem that you never actually even had in the first place. And so you make more work for yourself. Believe me, I've been there, I've done that. Opt for the most simple setup in the most accessible location for you, your team, and your guests. Remote solutions are popular for this reason. And there are, in fact, now ways in which to make remote interviews sound like you're in the same room. I'd actually recommend you go and check out the If I Ruled the World podcast with Gillian Burke. That's one that we produce, and it's one that we frequently get compliments on about how the guests do sound like they're in the same room, even though they're from all over the world. And I will actually be doing a separate episode on how to achieve that particular result. So for now, just ask yourself, ask your team, where does it make sense to make this show happen? Throw around the possibilities that I've mentioned, combine those with your chosen format. If you want to do a large roundtable discussion, but you all work remotely, that's going to be tough. Now you're into hiring spaces and equipment for every episode. That doesn't sound easily repeatable to me. Once you've made these decisions, you know what show you're making and how you're going to make it. That's a pretty cool place to be, and means that you're damn near ready to start making some great episodes. Coming up, we've got episodes on everything else that you're going to need to think about, from branding, the actual tech involved in this setup that I'm talking about, and in fact, even using now, believe it or not, editing, distribution, project management, and so much more, all specifically tailored for people just like you who are looking to make change happen with their brand and who see the merit in having a podcast to help achieve that. Talking of people like you, if you're able to send this show to your fellow founders and decision makers, those in your network who you think should be making their own podcast, that would not only be a great way to support this show, but a great way to help good ideas spread further. You can also rate the show and leave a review if you want to do that. Lastly, you can let me know your thoughts. You can send me an email on sam.turner@soundquake.co.uk. Thank you so much. Stay creative, think inside the box, and think seismic. Take care.